Hello, everyone. It is Monday. You know what that means? Confession of Faith 2021. It is week 17. Today is Baptist Faith and Message, Article 3, the Doctrine of Man. We've looked at the doctrine of Scripture, the doctrine of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Today is the doctrine of man. And wow, what a week. We're going to see how what the Bible teaches in summary format, of course, is completely opposite in every point of what the culture and popular society teaches about man. Who we are, what we're like. So that's what we're going to see in just a minute. I'll pray, we'll launch right into it. Father, we thank you. Thank you for making us. Thank you for redeeming us by the blood of Christ. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your providence in our lives. Thank you for persevering us through difficult times and trials, preparing us for what's ahead. Strengthen us by your Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, starting at this page, of course, bfm.sbc.net, Baptist Faith and Message. Scroll down. I like to always show this just so you can see how easy it is to look at the confession online. Article 3, take us right down, Doctrine of Man. Man is the special creation of God, made in his own image. Stop there for a second. Scroll down to the cross references. It's the first one. We'll get you started on that. Genesis 1, 26 through 30. The creation account. Man created in God's image. And like I said, completely opposite of what a materialistic culture, a Darwinistic society and culture says about man, that we are just biological matter existing in a random chance universe not created by God, certainly not in the image of God. Scripture teaches, God teaches, man is the special creation of God made in his image. That means that we are a created reflection of God. Image, think of you look in a mirror, it creates an image of you. It's not you, but it's a reflection of you. That's what man is and meant to be, a reflection of God's character and ethic in the world. He created them male and female as the crowning work of his creation. The gift of gender is thus part of the goodness of God's creation. Again, this all this with the reality of gender, the gift of gender determined by God, part of the created order, opposite of what the fallen culture would teach. In the beginning, man was innocent of sin, truly, literally, innocent of sin, perfect, blameless, holy, and was endowed by his Creator with freedom of choice. By his free choice, man sinned against God and brought sin into the human race, commonly called the fall. The fall. From the integrity and holiness of the original creation to the degradation of sin, you could call it the corrupting of humanity, by free choice, sinned against God, rebelled against God, and brought sin into the human race through the temptation of Satan. Oh, by the way, yeah, let's not forget our theme, completely opposite of what the culture around us would tell us, what we ourselves would tell us. Naturally speaking, we tell this ourselves, we're not sinful. We're not sinful. We've not violated God's commandments. Through the temptation of Satan, man transgressed, it means violated, the command of God. Don't get thrown by thinking that's a fancy word. If you get a speeding ticket, you transgressed the law of the land. Transgressed the command of God. And fell from his original innocence. Remember I said it's called the fall. Fell from his original innocence. Whereby his posterity, that means people who come after him, people who came after Adam and Eve, lineage, posterity, inherit a nature and an environment inclined towards sin. See, now that's a problem. That's a twofold problem. A sin nature, but then an environment inclined towards sin. A fallen order, a fallen world, a world given over to sin. Therefore, as soon as they are capable of moral action, they become transgressors and are under condemnation. The opposite what the world would tell us. The opposite of what our own selfish, self-justifying, self-absorbed hearts would tell us. That there's no way we're under condemnation. No, we are under condemnation. There's a storm cloud of righteous judgment that hovers over us when we're in our sins. We need the umbrella of God's grace, His grace in Jesus, to save us from that judgment. Only the grace of God can bring man into His holy fellowship and enable man to fulfill the creative purpose of God. I'll highlight that and dwell on it for just a minute. Only God's grace can save us. Our sin has alienated us from God. We've been cast out of holy fellowship with God because we're no longer innocent and God is holy. So in order for us to have a real relationship with God, He must make us holy. He must forgive us our sin, remove our guilt. He must bring us back into holy fellowship with Him. He must reconcile us to Himself. Only by grace, and it has to be by grace, which means gift. It's an undeserved gift because we don't deserve to be granted access back into God's holy fellowship. So it's by His grace. God can bring us there. We cannot bring ourselves there. God can bring us there into His holy fellowship and enable us to fulfill the creative purpose of God, which means to reflect His character in the world. The sacredness or the holiness of human personality is evident in that God created man in His own image. You have the dignity of a person just for being a person because people are made in the image of God. Even though that's warped and twisted because of sin, we're still people. We're still human beings created by God. We did not lose our humanity. Rather, we've inherited a sinful humanity that needs to be redeemed, but we're still humans. The sacredness of human personality is evident in that God created man in His own image and in that Christ died for man. Therefore, every person of every race possesses full dignity and is worthy of respect and Christian love. And of course, truly speaking, literally speaking, there's one race, the human race. Any person, anywhere, any culture, any skin color, any language, any time and era in history can be reconciled to God by God's grace through Jesus Christ. We are to love others because God is love. Every person is worthy of respect and Christian love, even our enemies. Jesus said, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. So no one's out of bounds here in terms of who do we love. We're called to love everyone. And that doesn't mean be naive. It doesn't mean condone the sinful actions of people. But in terms of what comes from us and what exists in us, it's Christian love toward others. Host of cross-references here. I already showed you this one. Look that up just to see this language in Scripture. God creating man in God's image to reflect His character and really to be God's representatives on earth, to represent His reign on earth. And then another good one, well, they're all good, but another key one, central one, would be this Romans 3:10-18 one. Real good summary with multiple cross-reference there is Paul summarizes in Romans the sinful state of man and why we cannot save ourselves based on good works or based on morality, why we must be saved by grace through the blood of Christ. But it's a vivid picture there of the nature of sin. We're corrupted by sin inside and out from head to toe, and it's a universal problem. It's a problem for all people everywhere, but there is a way. There is a way to be saved, and you could already see, looking forward to next week, will be Article 4, Salvation. But that's who man is. 2 points, if you were to give a talk or a study on this, would be number one, man's created in the image of God. You can talk about what that means. Look at some cross-references. And two, man has now fallen into sin and needs to be saved because we're under God's judgment. Then you could summarize what that means and look at some cross-references there. All right, the devotion is yours. Let's pray. Father, we thank You. Thank You again for making us. You are our great Creator, King, righteous Judge. All things are in Your hands. We submit ourselves to You, to Your authority. Humble us, Lord. Humble us. Bring us low that we might see you and exalt you and worship you in a proper way. By your grace, of course, by your grace given to us in Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you for joining. I'll see you on Sunday for catechism. It'll be the 18th Lord's Day. And next Monday again, Confession of Faith, week 18. Baptist Faith and Message, Article 4, Salvation. All right. God bless you. See you soon.